This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The latest list I've seen shows that about a dozen superyachts owned by Russian oligarchs have been seized by American or European authorities. Total value somewhere north of $2 billion. That, though, the seizing them, that was the easy part, because as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now from the European desk in London, now that they have gotten their hands on these super expensive ships, Western officials got to take care of them, too.
From her home in the port city of Barcelona in Spain, Alex Finley has become adept in the new sport of spotting oligarch superyachts with eye-watering price tags.
Solaris, which was here in the port for a number of weeks, and I saw her when she was out running sea trials, is reportedly worth $600 million.
The boat, owned by Roman Abramovich, slipped out of the port 2 days before the oligarch was sanctioned. Finley, a novelist and former intelligence officer, is a keen observer of oligarch superyachts. Her latest novel featured one of these palatial craft.
They have sometimes more than one helipad, full-size swimming pools, dance floors that turn into swimming pools. The opulence inside of these is incredible.
And the paranoia of their owners just adds to the cost.
Some of them have anti-missile defense systems on them. They have state-of-the-art radar systems. These are yachts that really require an enormous amount of maintenance and an enormous amount of money constantly going into them.
And that's a problem for the authorities detaining some of these vessels under the sanctions. Finley says about a dozen superyachts have so far been detained pending inquiries, or they've been seized, like a vessel belonging to Kremlin-connected billionaire Andrei Melnichenko. Italian police boarded and detained it 2 months ago, but the elation of that moment has waned.
There was, at the beginning, there was this a little bit of glee that some of these authorities were seizing these yachts, but now the reality sets in.
The reality is the cost of mooring and maintaining these thoroughbred leviathans. Sam Tucker is with Market Intelligence Group, Vessels Value.
So these things have enormous running costs. It's about 10% of the yacht's value is what should be spent every year.
That's 10% of some stratospheric numbers. Alisher Usmanov's superyacht Dilbar, seized in Hamburg, has a market price of around $750 million. Mooring and upkeep will be ruinous. But without that essential maintenance, Tucker says, a superyacht will depreciate fast.
You could see perhaps 50% of the value be taken off these yachts.
The problem for the arresting authorities, says Tom Keating, head of the Centre for Financial Crime and Security Studies in London, is that the oligarchs can't pay for the upkeep of the superyachts as their bank accounts are frozen.
As it stands, the onus and the liability lies with the government that has arrested the vessel.
The arresting governments can't sell the yachts. Under current US and European law, the vessels still belong to the oligarchs, and neglecting them could also be very costly.
One can assume that the lawyers for the oligarchs will be arguing, well, look, you know, we weren't able to maintain this vessel. It's lost tens of millions of value whilst you have arrested it. Therefore, we're going to sue you for that loss.
Moves are underway in the US to allow the authorities to sell the seized yachts to defray the upkeep costs and raise money for Ukraine. Nothing similar has surfaced yet in Europe, where most of the vessels have been detained, and Alex Finley isn't sure how much of a market there'd be for such confiscated property anyway.
I'm not sure that I would want to be sailing around the Mediterranean on the yacht of a pissed-off oligarch.
Dozens of oligarch yachts are thought to have eluded the authorities and to be either on the move or moored beyond the reach of sanctions. The authorities may be quietly relieved. One of the vessels that got away, Abramovich's most expensive, the Eclipse, is said to be worth more than $1 billion. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.